hosts. I am joined by Jessica R. This week, Pro Bowl, there were so many events leading up to it to kind of send you off to Orlando.
Yes.
But now you're here.
I'm here.
What has it been like?
It's honestly been such an amazing experience, and it's one of those things that it's hard to explain. You kind of have to be in it to understand it. But, you know, we arrived on Monday, and everybody just got settled. It was a travel day. And then Tuesday, we really kicked things off. We started our photo shoot in the morning, which was so much fun because that's kind of a tradition. And then we had two rehearsals in the evening. We practiced all of our dances. We learned our pregame routine. And then here we are today. We're doing our first day of, like, true appearances. And I was at the Special Olympics this morning, Play 60. And then we just got done dancing for the first time as a squad on the field.
We are catching up with her on really the first full day of activities.
Yes.
You just came off of a performance. You're kind of getting behind the scenes look here, okay? We're just off the skills challenge. But just meeting all the other cheerleaders, what has that experience been like for you to kind of maybe share little war stories from the year?
Unreal, but really no war stories. I mean, you come and it's like you're already sisters. It sounds kind of funny and cliche, but it's so true. We share stories about our teams, traditions that we have, you know, how we were selected for Pro Bowl. It's been awesome. We felt like we were sisters before we even got here, best friends, really.
Yeah, well, I love all the stories of what all of you do outside of cheerleading. So have you met some of the girls that you've been able to relate to, not just in cheering, but even away from the football field and away from performances?
Yeah, so we kind of, like, our first day, we really delved into, like, the details. So what do, you know, for a full-time job? Where do you go to school? And, you know, within the first probably 3 hours, I'm working insurance, and so I found out that there's two other girls that work in insurance, too. And it's just funny to see how everything kind of comes full circle. What, you know, what people we know around the states mm-hmm. and, you know, what careers we're in that are the same and schools that we go to. It's wow. It's awesome.
All right, well, you only had a little bit of time to learn the performances, and then you're just thrown out there to go figure it out. What has that experience been like? I know you kind of go through that crash course with the Colts of learning it quickly to make the team, but this is a brand new experience.
It is. So we get a copy, like a link of all of our material that we learn for this week, and you practice on your own, and then we come, and the first day, it's just running it and kind of cleaning things up, and you find out who's going to be in your line, which is awesome. And they split us up between AFC and NFC, and then we kind of get a 1 and 2. And then so you come knowing that material, so you feel pretty good about it. But then once we got here, we learned pregame, so that was fun.
Brand new.
And then we're doing a special halftime performance as well, so we just started learning that today, and so we'll perform everything this week.
All right, well, like I mentioned, this is the beginning of the week when we're talking to you. But when you look at the week, what are you looking forward to most about this experience?
You know, I'm trying to go into this with zero expectations. I just want to be in the moment, be present, have so much fun, get to know the girls, and just take everything in, because it's something that not everybody has a chance to do, and I feel so honored to be here to represent the Colts and the Colts cheerleaders, so I'm just taking it all in.